All right, so I'm going to tell y'all the greatest love story ever. And if you listen to the end, if I can make it to the end, because I'll probably have to put this on pause and pull off the side of the highway, because it's really, every time I think about it, I tear up. And if I start talking about it, I know I won't be able to talk, you know. So, I mean, if you really think about it, I mean, you'll just have your tears flowing if you really think about it. And if you've lived along, if you hear me pause, it's because I'm trying not to break down. I want to get this story out. if you've lived long enough, if you have a heart, it should move you. If it doesn't move you, maybe either you don't have a heart, or maybe you need to listen to somebody else. So I'm going down the highway, and I got about 12 miles. I gotta get gas in a minute. So there's this series called Doctor Who. And Doctor Who regenerates. He takes on a different form. He has two hearts, you know, which represents the heart of Christ. You know, the born again with two hearts. And so anyway, there was this part of he always has a companion, right? And you can do this with any of the doctors, but the Doctor Who with Clara is the one I'm talking about, Clara. So they went on a lot of journeys together, a lot of trips, right? And they learned to love each other. Now, he was older than her. He's like 60 and she was like 30 or something. But she had fell in love with the other doctor who was young, her age, you know. I'm pretty sure that's how it worked. That might have been another episode. But anyway, they didn't really date. They just loved each other, you know. Because of the journeys, and she saw his heart, he saw her heart, and they, one time he tested her, and she misunderstood him. She tried to throw him under the bus and tried to do something because she was upset, and he gave her fake keys. She threw the keys, and they were going to be stranded. He said, "Do you think I'm going to give you the keys?" So they kind of caused each other pain, but out of misunderstanding. But anyway, they kept on being on a journey together, and they learned that the other person's pretty much has a good character, you know, and they learned to love each other. So anyway, I think they ended up killing some his people killed Claire, I think, and he said he was going to use the the TARDIS to go back in time to rescue Clara. And they said, "No, you're not going to do that. You've already messed up." And they put him in this prison. And because he's a doctor, they had to put it in a prison that was like a maze. And there was no way for him to get out because it was so complicated. So he started digging through the wall. And it took him a billion years to dig through that wall. A billion. Did you hear me? A billion years. And so when he finally dug through the wall, he got a TARDIS, he went back in time, and he saved Clara. And they went on some journeys together, and she never even knew she died. She didn't even know she was dead. So he went back in time to save her. And they were chasing him down, and they pinned him, and they were like in this maze, another maze, and he said something and slipped up, and she said, "What'd you say?" He slipped up. He said, "I was in prison and I got out." She said, "How long were you there?" He wouldn't tell her. So she pointed to the guard who was trying to lock him up or whatever. She said, "Did you know he was in prison and he came back to save me?" But she didn't know she was dead, because she thought it was like a year or something like that. And the lady said, "Yeah, I knew." And Doctor Who said, don't tell her. She said, how long was he in prison? He said, don't tell her. Don't tell her. And she said, how long were you in prison? He wouldn't tell her. And the lady guard said he was in prison for 1 billion years. And he dug himself out to come back and save you. Why does that make you cry? Why does that make me cry? Why does that bring tears every time I think about this story? The reason is Jesus sent you back, sent me back to save the elect over and over and over and over. So you're in his stead. Jesus went to the cross. He left eternity. I'm behind another truck on the highway throwing rocks. Now ain't that crazy? The next day. So he went to prison and dug out for 1 billion years because he loved Claire and he wanted to save her. And Jesus went to the cross, the lamb slain before the foundation of the world, and he rose again, and he went up, and he sends you back a copy, and you're here over and over and over again, and you give out the gospel. This is kind of why I did my channel for so long, my channels, because I know there's lost people, and I know that's his heart, and I pay monthly fees out of my own pocket just to keep the websites up. I pay like $25 a month just to keep the website, not including the yearly fees, to get the gospel out. Why do I do it? Day after day after day after day after day. It's not me, it's the love of Christ in me. They don't listen, Lord, keep doing it. Doctor Who dug out of the prison for 1 billion years to save Claire. That's the love story. That's the archetype. That's what you have to have in your heart. See, the world wants you to fall in love with the fake narcissist or witch. And then they're going to pull the rug out and make you bitter. But you don't have to be bitter. Because you can still love somebody even if they, you know, if you've ever been married, going through a divorce, somebody lied to you, somebody tried to pull the wool, somebody was cheating or whatever they were doing. You can still love that person. You don't have to necessarily live with them because you can forgive them. But you're trying to win your spouse, your girlfriend, whoever you love, even if it's your kids. You know, somebody's kids go astray, right? And the parents are praying and praying and going to church and crying. And Lord, help them get saved. They might be over there in jail or drugged out or drunk or on heroin or something. And so the parents love the children. Where does that love come from? The same love that Jesus had in eternity past. He knew he was going to have to go to the cross. He sent back his Holy Spirit in his church. And so every year, you know, a lot of Christians say, well, when's it going to come to an end? It's because God loves his elect saints that you have to go through the pain. You give out the gospel, they mock you. They make fun of you. They lie about you. Deep fakes, all kinds of stuff that they do. They want to destroy you, tear up your character, cut your head off, throw you in prison. No greater man than John the Baptist, right? He was out there baptizing, and the Pharisees, he says, what are you serpents doing here? The serpents want to give you a hard heart. But Doctor Who, because he loved Clara, just like Jesus loves the church. Doctor Who dug through that prison for 1 billion years. So every day this repeat that happens, that elect sheep that went astray, the 99, let's see, I got 7 miles, I'm good. that 99 sheep, that one that went astray, God, Jesus goes and finds that sheep. And that's what this is about. Before I did the message, I was trying to get my composure, because even before I started talking about it, I was thinking about the episode, and it just brought tears. It was hard to even function. You know, it's hard to function when you really think about what really happened. Because that's a great love in that Doctor Who series with Clara. That's a great love that he wanted to save Clara so bad that he went through prison. Because she said, well, how did you make it through? She said, how did you survive for a billion years? Because, you know, most people kill themselves, right? Because he's in that prison for a billion years by himself. He said, you don't know, Clara? She said, how did you make it through that prison for a billion years and survive for a billion years? He looked at her and he was teary-eyed. And she was starting... they were both looking at each other, crying. He said, it's because of you. So, when you get to heaven, when you get to heaven and you say, Lord, why did you go to the cross for us sinners? Why did you die for us? He's going to say the same thing. He's going to say the same thing. He died because of great love, just like Doctor Who died for, sacrificed for Clara for a billion years. He didn't want to die. He wanted to save Clara. And he wanted to fight those demons that wanted to kill her. The devil and the demons. And so the glorified saints in Revelation 4 and 5. The glorified saints fall down and praise God forever. Because God sent his son for the church, to die for the church. You've got to watch that episode. You gotta watch the episode. Doctor Who and Clara, or Doctor Who was in jail for a billion years, or a million. It was a long time. It might even been more. It might have been 100 billion. Jesus, in eternity past, knew he was gonna have to go to the cross. He knew he'd take on the pain. He knew he would be mocked and attacked and killed, and he knew the people that followed after his elect would go through the persecution, but he knew they would do it for the church. Somebody like Charles Stanley spent their whole life giving out the good news. Moses, Noah, 120 years. The prophets and the priests, you. That's your calling, to go through the suffering, the pain, to win somebody. Even if it's one soul, it's worth it. Doctor Who only sacrificed for Claire, was a great love, a type of Christ in the church, but Jesus sacrificed for the whole world. So multiply that times billions. So Doctor Who was in in pain for a billion years, but Jesus took the pain of billions and trillions of people. Multiply that over the Holy Spirit in you. Every day, every day. Books, why do you keep doing these messages every day? It's not me, but it is me, but it's the love of Christ. It's, what else is there, people? What else is there? Making money? Who cares about money? I don't know. If you don't, if you can't hear what I'm saying, go watch Doctor Who and Clara, where Doctor Who was in jail. Or just watch the Doctor Who series. It'll be the same love story in all of them. It's a picture. So marriage is a picture of Christ and His church. You love your children, it's a picture of Christ and His church. You sacrifice for somebody that doesn't appreciate you. It's the Christ in the church. Doesn't even know. Claire didn't know. She was dead. And then when she found out, they were both looking at each other, and she realized. I laugh because I'm trying not to cry. I'm trying to get this out before I run out of gas. Got 4 miles. She looked at him and she realized that was a great love. They were not married. And so anyway, he got older and he forgot who he was or whatever, and she took care of him and she learned to love. You know, by his example, she learned to love people, you know? And that's what it's all about. By the love of Jesus as an example, you can learn to love people. I made it just in time. I got 3 miles left. I hope this helps you. See, I know, because the world tried to give me a hard heart. And sometimes you get a hard heart until you run across somebody that you care about, that you love, and God renews that soft heart, you know? So whoever you are out there, if you have a hard heart, start showing some sacrificial love to people, even if they don't care, even if they don't know. It'll make you feel better. It'll soften your heart. Eventually somebody will recognize what you're doing and be like Claire and say, oh, you loved me the whole time that you were doing this or speaking the truth or whatever you're doing, making videos. You loved me the whole time and I didn't know you loved me. You understand what I'm saying, people? The reason the man loves the woman is a type of Christ in the church. The reason the woman submits to the man is because she knows that he loves her and sacrifices for her. And that's her duty. Just like he loves her, it's not necessary. It's his duty, but he doesn't do it out of duty. He does it because he loves her. And she doesn't submit out of duty, but it is her duty, but she submits because it's a type of Christ in His church, and the church submits to Christ because it's a picture of the greatest love story that ever was.